coming in as Loeb. Hewitt-Dyke centered it. And that scores! Danny McDonald!
And over at that Flame bench, there's all kinds of excitement going on there.
Scores! Roll the highlight reel. 6-0 Flames.
And guys, put it in the wind column.
Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby! Yeah, baby!
This is Flames Talk with Pat Steinberg and Wes Gilbertson on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
All right, let's get this hour underway. It is Tuesday, September 3rd. Welcome to this hour of Flames Talk on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Pat Steinberg, Wes Gilbertson along with you as we welcome you to the Sports Drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Save 40% on a Halo smart lock and start unlocking your house right from your phone. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com. We've got lots to talk about over the next week. You know, there's news on this Tuesday. The Flames and Tyson Barrie have agreed on a PTO for training camp. We've got time for all of that and more. Penticton and the Young Stars Classic around the corner, training camp, so on and so forth. But today, not that day. And this hour of Flames Talk, if you missed it earlier on this Tuesday, General Manager Craig Conroy joined us to help reflect on Johnny Gaudreau and remember Johnny Gaudreau. And so for this hour on Flames Talk, really wanted to engage you. The text line has really started to get engaged, and the text line's open at 960-960. Really want to engage you on the phone lines as well. We don't do this very often, Wes. 403-240-4444. Got a couple of people on hold already. Just your lasting memory or your lasting reflection of Johnny Gaudreau. And that's what we want to do this hour, because I think it's a really important exercise when something this tragic happens. And now that we've had a little bit more time to really come to terms with it since Thursday night and Friday morning, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to hold up the people on the phone lines, because I think we're going to hear some powerful stuff. But I do want to share my lasting memory.
Please do.
I wrote about it on Friday morning. My lasting memory of Johnny Gaudreau, and having been fortunate enough to watch him do his thing in all these different arenas, it's not an on-ice memory. I remember the night Johnny Gaudreau scored his first career hat trick. It was three nights before Christmas against the Los Angeles Kings.
Yep.
I think Daryl Sutter almost chewed through his bottom lip as he watched this little rookie torch his team, including two goals in the last 2.5 minutes. Mark Giordano scores in overtime. Anyways, I'm waiting to interview Johnny Gaudreau after. He's the big story. And Peter Hanlon, who we talk often about, says to me, "Hey, Wes, I'm really sorry, but I need you to keep this short because Johnny's booked a red-eye flight out of LAX to get home to spend Christmas with his family." And we all knew what family meant to Johnny. Anyways, he, you know, politely answers a couple questions. I say, "Okay, you know, go see your family. Merry Christmas." And I watched, follow him out of the visiting locker room at what was then Staples Center. And I watched him take off in a sprint down the hallway. And as I was reminiscing about that on Friday, I thought, you know, this is just the perfect example for me of how it was always family first for Johnny Gaudreau. And when I think about him, that's going to be the moment that I will always remember, is Johnny running through the hallways of this NHL arena, so anxious to get home and spend a few days with his family. And so that, for me, is going to be the moment I won't forget.
If you're on hold, we'll get to you right away. 403-240-4444. If you're listening live, we'd love to hear from you. Once again, 403-240-4444. Your lasting your lasting reflection or your lasting memory of Johnny Gaudreau. Also the text line at 960-960. Just quickly, mine, and I've thought a lot about this because I got a lot of on-ice ones for sure. I remember 10 years ago being in Penticton for his only appearance at the Young Stars Classic. It was at the time him and Sam Bennett were the two attractions at that event, because Sam had just been a first-round pick that year, and Johnny had just had these three incredible years at Boston College, and the excitement that surrounded him coming to training camp for the first time after his NHL debut earlier that spring. You know, I just, so many different on-ice moments, but, you know, the thing that I will have stick with me most more than anything else is just the family and what family meant and what the Flames family meant to Johnny and the Gaudreau family, what Johnny's family meant to him. And in the end, there was a lot of anger in this market when Johnny decided to leave for Columbus in the summer of 2022, a little more than 2 years ago. And understandable, like, it's sports, that stuff happens. But as we now reflect on even that with Johnny no longer being with us, I and Matt being right there beside him as this tragedy happened, it just really, really hit home what family meant. And because the Flames family meant so much to Johnny and the Gaudreau family, he was this close to signing an 8-year extension on that late June evening in 2022. This close. It was orally agreed upon. And it wasn't until a little bit of a drive and some just some real reflection, the thing that won out by a hair, the thing that won out by a sliver, was by signing with an Eastern Conference team in the Eastern time zone with direct quick flights and easy road connections, all that type of stuff, Guy and Jane, his dad and mom, could be there to watch all his games. And as Eric Francis told us on Friday, Guy was able to hit every home Blue Jackets game, which is something he could just not do while he was here in Calgary. So you'd better believe that the city of Calgary, as the Gaudreau family, as I believe Frank Saravalli told us on Friday, the Gaudreau family was almost pushing Johnny to stay here in Calgary because it really was a second home and somewhere that he was comfortable being for the rest of his career. And no, he didn't ultimately sign here or re-sign here, but it was that close because of what this family meant to him. But his family won out just that little smidge more. And the fact that his dad was able to be there for every Blue Jackets home game for two consecutive seasons, that is why he decided. And I know there was a lot of skepticism at the time, and there was a lot. Look, I know everybody feels bad about how, it is what it is. But that's why Columbus is where he signed. That's why, despite wanting to stay here in Calgary and loving this market, ultimately signing with the Blue Jackets won out by just that little bit.
Let me share something really quick because it just piggybacks on what you're saying. I was trying to remember what rink this happened in, but I was on the road and the Flames at the end of 21-22 had clinched a playoff spot, and I was chatting with Johnny in a visitor's locker room somewhere. And he told me his dad had already booked his plane tickets to Calgary for what would be game one of the playoff run. And I said to him, oh, that's really cool. I'm happy to hear that. How long is he going to stay for? And I remember Johnny telling me, oh, there's no way he leaves before the playoffs are over. And he told me that with the biggest smile on his face. And I lost my own dad several years ago. I thought the world of him. And if he told me he was coming to stay in my spare room for 4 to 8 weeks, I'm not sure I would have been doing backflips. Hey, I love you, Dad. Nothing against you, but that's a long time to have a family member sleeping in your spare room. But Johnny Gaudreau was so excited that his dad was coming and was going to stick around for the entire playoff run. And that, as you were telling that story, that's all I could think about.
Now your turn. 403-240-4444 is the phone number. Text lines 960-960. If you're listening live on this edition of Flames Talk, we'd really like to have you share your lasting memory, lasting reflection of Johnny Gaudreau, Matty Gaudreau, the Gaudreau family after what happened late last week. Let's say hello to Cody to kick it off. Cody, thanks for being with us. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, Patty. Hey, Wes. Before I get started here, I just wanted to give a huge shout-out to you guys and all the other 960 fam there. Like last couple of days, it's been really nice to just hear not only what you guys have to say reminiscing, but hearing what all the other fans are saying too. It's kind of been able to bring, I know myself at least, a little bit of peace in this time. It's it's been real hard, you know, and I'm sure harder for you guys too, having to hear everything from everybody else. So from the bottom of my heart, and I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of other 960 listeners and Flames fans, thank you. Means a lot to, like I said, to myself, and I'm sure to everybody else as well. Sorry.
No, all good. All good. And happy to. Well, not happy to, but you know what I mean.
I went down on I'm from Drumheller, and on Sunday I helped a friend move all day, and I went down to the Saddle Dome there to pay my respects, and I was standing there, and I was thinking about the good times, the first hockey game I ever saw live in person. I got to see Johnny, and you know, I was thinking about game 7, and I was thinking about the assist on Jágr's final NHL goal, and just how he was the player that got me back into enjoying hockey. But the big thing that got me was I was thinking, like, man, I remember when he left, how mad and how angry I was. And you could ask anybody around me that would listen to what I had to say, just how angry I was and how ridiculous I thought it was. And just standing at the steps, I realized that I don't think I was ever actually mad. I just think that it was sad, because this player that I had grown to love, as well as the whole city and the whole fan base got to love, that was, he was our own and he was our superstar, that he was leaving, and that, you know, we'd only get to see him 2 times a year for the next 7 years. And it's hard. You know, I got to meet Johnny a couple of times, and he always had the time, and just an incredible tragedy. But I don't want to take up too much of your guys' time, but like I said, I appreciate everything you guys have done over the last little bit.
Appreciate it, Cody. Be well, man. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you guys too. Take care. Yeah, bye.
Thanks, Cody. Our phone lines are open this hour on Flames Talk at 403-240-4444. If you want to share your lasting memory of Johnny Gaudreau or your reflection of Johnny Gaudreau, and I think, I just hope that, I just hope that there's not... It is what it is. Like, you were upset when Johnny left. That's okay. It was a shocking decision. Nobody saw it coming quite the way it happened. And I think we have a much better idea now as to why the decision was made, so on and so forth. But like, part of why this is hitting so viscerally is because of how deep that connection was with the player and the city, right? The player and the fans. This really was a guy that was like, this is Calgary's guy. This is Calgary's superstar. And so regardless of the reasons, it hurts to see him move on, right? So that's part of the Johnny Gaudreau story, mm-hmm. is, and I think it just continues to frame how important family was for him and his whole family.
Yeah, and listen, it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly understandable to be frustrated when a star player leaves your team as a free agent. I read the other day what Johnny Gaudreau wrote for the Players Tribune in his thank you letter to Calgary, and he said that himself. You know, I get it. I get that it hurts when a good player leaves your team in free agency. I think the cool thing that we're seeing in these past few days, and it's unfortunate that it took a tragedy to bring it to light, but the cool thing that we're seeing is all the stories about Johnny Gaudreau's impact in other ways. People remembering stuff other than just a big goal, whether it's a kid saying, you know, you made me a fan of hockey. You inspired me, even though I'm not the biggest kid on my team. You know, whether it's people who bumped into him at a restaurant and were struck by what an approachable and how generous with his time he was. Whatever those stories, again, it's so tragic that it took this to bring it to light, but I think we're seeing and hearing over and over that Johnny Gaudreau's impact in the city went far beyond 609 points. And that's a whole lot of points, fifth most in franchise history, but I think we're seeing that it wasn't just that. And Calgary, well frustrated that he signed in Columbus, you know, Calgary never stopped adoring a player who became a star in this city.
Phone number is 403-240-4444 with Wedley up next. Wed, go ahead on your lasting reflection on Johnny Gaudreau and the Gaudreau family.
Man, I wish. I did call the morning show on Friday, but I called literally 4 minutes after it was made official because I went to bed, you know, all the rumors, and I just, the only two times I ever broke down on 960 was that and the first time I called you after my dad died. But just the, I'm so impressed with Calgarians. Like, I grew up in the city. I'm not, and I know I always complain about the fans on Twitter and the fans here, fans there, how things have become so volatile. But, and like Wes was saying, it's unfortunate it takes a tragedy. But when I went down there Friday after work, just like in a haze, like, I was mad at how, what happened to him. I was mad about, you know, all these little trivial things about how many times I fought with people. Because I was always on the other side, like, man, we got to enjoy him while we have him. We got to enjoy him while we have him, especially that 100-point season. And then I was sad and mad he left, but I was never angry to, like, how some were. But I'm just really hoping, you know, when I'm just sitting there, and, like, none of that matters, honestly. What matters in this life is your health, your family, the people that care about you, and you're passionate at what you do, no matter what it is. Whether you're a lucky radio host such as yourself, or the guy at 7-Eleven, or a hockey player, as long as you love doing what you do, those are the things that matter. Other things, like, you know, I'm not going to get into all, none of that matters anymore. And I just, like, man, I wasted so much time fighting with this person and that person. Again, I was on the other side wanting, you know, stop being mean to him. But I think he got caught up in the shrapnel of Adam Fox. But in the end, he did something for the city. When Aguinla, I said I would never support a player. I was not mad at Aguinla leaving, but I never thought I would invest in a player again. And there's this little guy, and I met him early before he was a big star here. One of his friends, I'm like, he's so small. I'm like, I'm like, this guy's going to be our next guy. He proved me wrong. He proved so many doubters wrong. And he put on a show for us. And I think as Calgarians, let's remember that. Forget all the other stuff about how he left. Things that were said on Twitter, things, ugly things people tweeted. Just remember the good times that he gave us. He entertained us, especially some of those playoff goals. For some people, it was the Dallas goal. For me, it was the Anaheim goal. But he gave us so many great memories here. And I love how close he is with his family. And I hope, you know, I hope Flame fans really look at this season as, you know what, it's going to be most likely be a tough season on paper. But just come together, cheer the team. Johnny's probably going to be around in spirit. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it all. Enjoy the season. And I'm thankful for him. I'm thankful for the 9 years of entertainment he provided. Thankful for everything you guys did, the morning show did, giving us this form to do this. And I won't forget him. Like, there's so, the highlights still run through my head. You know, they still do. Like I said, the Anaheim goal is the last one I got to. The LA one is a favorite because I remember so many people going to bed and I was still up. I'm like, I'm just going to watch this, whatever. We're down. And then they made that great comeback. So yeah. I love hearing all the stories. I love the passion from the fans and the family videos. Like, I don't know if you saw the one of him and his brother dancing to that song.
Oh, I did.
Just great memories. Soak it all in. Again, I'm going to get going. So let other people talk, but, go Flames, go. And yeah, thank you for that memorial. You did fantastic, Calgary. Fantastic. Because I got there on Friday. The chalk wasn't even there. So it's already doubled in size from when I came. So thank you, Calgary. Thank you, Pat and Wes. And where Johnny's going to be lighting up the sky there with his brother. And good luck to the Flames this year. And we'll talk hockey later. Thanks again.
Thanks, Wed. We'll hit the text line in just a second. But Randy. Your lasting impression, your lasting memory of Johnny, Matty, the Gaudreau family, so on and so forth.
Well, you know, I was, my brother up in Edmonton is an Oilers fan. I'm from Edmonton. Yeah, lifelong hockey fan. I was actually in Edmonton for all the glory years of Gretzky and knew them and all the rest of it. But I actually bet my brother in the first year after Johnny scored that goal in his first year when he came in for the one game It was early days of McDavid, and I put a bet on with my brother that Goodrow would outscore McDavid over his hockey career, which wasn't exactly a good bet. But it shows how excited I was about this kid, you know. So I just want to share with you and the listeners, and I echo what I guess Wedley was it said that, or maybe the first caller, saying how much I appreciate you guys on Sports Talk Radio, how you've handled all this, and you know, it's a great way to for the city to mourn a loss like this. Anyway, I'm just going to share with you what I texted in on Friday. I'm not sure whether it was ever read, but I said, I'm shedding some tears this morning. This is what I just sent to my brother, an Oilers fan. So I guess you officially win the bet on career points, McDavid versus Johnny Hockey. In all seriousness, I was surprised by how emotional I've been this morning. I've never even met Johnny, yet I feel like I've lost someone I know well. We spend a lot of time watching, cheering for, and with hockey players we kind of fall in love with. In my case, more time than I've spent with you, this is to my brother, the last almost three decades, and most of our lives, really. The fact that John died with his brother really hit me. I love you, brother.
Thanks, Randy, man. That was really nice. Be well, hey. Thanks for the call, Randy.
You bet. Keep going, guys.
You too. Be well. I got to say, having a brother myself, you know, you just kind of, even morbidly, like you can't even help it. I know over the weekend, I found myself thinking, like, man, how would my parents react if me and Joe, it's my brother, ended up something similar happened?
Sure.
It just makes you pit in your stomach. I'm not a parent. My brother is. And then I think about, you know, my nephew, and I was the same thing. It's like just the unimaginable pain that must be going on right now. And to hear Randy, an Oilers fan, get choked up talking about his brother, and that's kind of universal, whether you're a sibling or a parent or an uncle, an aunt, whatever the case may be, you know?
Let me just correct you, because I don't want you to be bad-mouthing Randy. His brother's the Oilers.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Careful there.
Yeah.
Let's not paint Randy with
so
that
sorry,
brush.
Randy. I'm so sorry.
You know, I hope this gentleman doesn't mind me sharing this. I received several nice notes about what I wrote about Johnny Gaudreau on Friday, and one of those notes, and I thought of this as you and Randy were talking about, you know, your brothers and thinking of them. One of the notes I received on Friday came from Cale Makar's dad, and Cale's younger brother is a heck of a hockey player in his own right. And one of the things that Gary said in his note to me is, you know, this one just hits really close to home. And I think, you know, because the Gaudreaus let us get to know their family and get to know the importance of family, whether, you know, it's someone thinking about their sons or their brother, whether it's, you know, what I shared earlier, seeing my nieces a similar age to Johnny's kids and thinking about those children, you know, whoever it is, because of that connection and because it was so well known what family meant to Johnny, I think in some way we've all had that in the past few days.
Let me read a few texts. 960-960. Same thing. Just your lasting reflection, lasting memory of Johnny Gaudreau. 403-240-4444 is the phone number. This says, Johnny was my grandson's first interest in hockey, and their love of the Calgary Flames started then at 4 years old. Now they're 15 and 10. Johnny is still their hero as they try to play him on their teams. Play like him on their teams, rather. We are all gutted. This reads from Joe in Copperfield. I came to Canada in 2001. Iggy Kipper and the 04 team made me a Flames fan, but Johnny kept me one. He inspired me to get back into sports as a 5'7 guy and not be afraid to play my style. Thanks, Johnny. Peace to you and Maddie. This from Claude, who says, Pat and Wes, thanks for dedicating this show to number 13. My lasting memories of a boy with God-gifted talent coming of age and inspiring a new age and type of player. In some ways, he was a fish out of water in our community, but he became a forever flame regardless of the last two seasons. And what makes me feel good is the connection we, Calgary, have with the late number 13 and to his family and vice versa. God strength to the Gaudreaus. That's from Claude. This reads, I was angry at him. Angry at the whole signing situation. It seems petty now, but that should speak to what he and Chucky matter to our franchise. We get people have families and lives away from sport, and selfishly as fans, some of us weren't in love with his decision. That makes this that much harder because you sit back and think of what could have been, what might have been different. What I will remember of Johnny is to focus a little less on putting my time and efforts and money into the business of hockey and spend a little more time with the players I'm raising and put a little more effort and funds into the roots of the sport at a youth level where the big money business doesn't jade what's most important. Johnny recognized this, I think, and many of us missed it when he left. Love to the family. Rest in peace. This reads, hi, this is just such a shock and tragedy for Johnny and Matt. I'm just so sad and upset. We have had season tickets for a long time, and all I can think of is how talented he was on and off the ice. He was a wonderful person and a great loss to all of us. This says, might not be the right thing to say or way to say it, but thank God they were together when they passed. Sounds like they were super close. And I don't think that that is inappropriate at all. I mean, you would not be the first person who said that. I think that, you know, even the family has said fitting that, you know, this happened and they're together, right?
I don't have the Instagram posts from Meredith, Johnny's wife, and Madeline, Matthew's wife, in front of me, but I believe, you know, that's exactly what they said, is that they're taking some solace, if that's the right term for it, in knowing that those brothers are still side by side.
Yep. A couple more texts before we quickly pause. Pat and Wes, I'd like to remember Johnny by some of the good moments he brought to us as Flames fans, like his first NHL goal, hat-trick against the Kings, game-tying goal versus the Ducks in 14-15, and the game series winner versus Dallas. Lots of fond memories. Wonder if we could hear a montage of Johnny moments. That comes from Kenny. Yeah, at some point, it still seems a little early to get too much into the, like, you know, the highlights and the hockey stuff, but I hear you. Ray in Calgary says, losing Johnny and Matthew was such a senseless incident. The solace I take from this is hearing people who had a personal relationship with him talk about how great the two of them were to the community and their families. They both sound like incredible people that were taken from their loved ones too soon. Rest in peace, Gaudreaus, and condolences to the family. What else we got here at 960-960? This says, I'm hoping that we can find a way to get something positive out of this. I'd like to put my sadness into something positive. If any one of you has a suggestion as to what we can do to make this tragedy into something meaningful, I would welcome it. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could spin that, whether it be to be heartened by the memorials and kind of take that as a, affirmation that there's still a lot of good left in the world and still a lot of love left in the world, mm-hmm. whether you want to take it as an opportunity to remind people how incredibly impactful and incredibly dangerous and incredibly irresponsible driving under the influence of any substance can be. So I think there's a lot of different ways that you can look at it like that, right?
Even if it's just a reminder to... You know, and it's so cliche because we say it all the time, but, you know, hug your kids and hug your families and tell the people you're closest with what they mean to you. And, you know, another example we've seen is the way not just the hockey world, but the world period has rallied around Madeline Gaudreau with the GoFundMe that's going to support a child that she and Matthew had on the way. And so, listen, it's never going to be all positive in a situation like this. You know, we're talking about two talented and two really good young men that are gone way, way, way too soon. And so you can't make a positive out of that. But if you take the reminders, whether it's, you know, tell your kids you love them, don't drink and drive, whatever you take from this, there's things we can do mm-hmm. to today and in the future honor the Gaudreau brothers.
It's Pat and Wes along with you on this hour of Flames Talk. And if you're listening live, the phone lines remain open at 403-240-4444. The text line remains open at 960-960. We'd love to hear from you on this Tuesday. Your lasting memory reflection of Johnny Gaudreau and Matty Gaudreau and the Gaudreau family here in Calgary. From the Golden Arches comes the Big Arch, the biggest bite on the menu, now available at participating McDonald's restaurants. 2-quarter-pound, 100% Canadian beef patties with no artificial preservatives or flavors, sourced from Canadian ranches and farms. The Big Arch is perfectly layered with 3 slices of white processed cheese, crispy onions, pickles, lettuce, slivered onions, and a new tangy, delicious Big Arch sauce. It's more McDonald's to love. Try the Big Arch today.
This is Flames Talk.
Next up, more of your phone calls, more of your texts. Flames Talk with Pat and Wes on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
You're locked on Flames Talk, only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Continuing along on this Tuesday program and your reflections, memories, lasting reflections and memories of Johnny Gaudreau. That's what we're doing this hour. Let's get back to the phone lines with more of that in mind. Pat, Wes, and now we say hello to Ken on the phone lines. Hello, Ken. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, that's great. So as a season ticket holder since day one, we used to always get invited at the end of the season. They would have accountability session, they called it. And the general manager at the time was Jay Feaster, was talking about Johnny Gaudreau, who'd already been playing now with Calgary for maybe a year or two. And he was telling the story that before Johnny ever played, he would get phone calls about players and trades and deals that they might make. And he said every conversation was the same. At the end of it, the other general manager would say, well, you know, we'd take that... That Gaudreau guy, he says, if you want to throw him in or get rid of him, he said, we take him off your hands. And this was before he'd ever played for the Flames. And Jay said at the time he got more calls about Johnny Gaudreau, who hadn't played yet, than the rest of the team together. But they'd always disguise it as, you know, we just take him, you know, if you want to get rid of him, throw him in, we take him off your hands. And I always remembered that. That was it. So every other team knew what kind of a talent he was as well. It was very interesting. So,
thank you, Ken. That's awesome, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Be well. I remember Jay telling that story at the Westin Hotel in Jersey City at the 2013 NHL Draft. I remember him telling that exact story or a version of it as they were getting ready to make their 6th overall pick on that 1-day 7-round draft. In after the lockout shortened season in 2013, and I remember him talking about that. I was like, yeah, I keep getting these people saying, yeah, we'll take that Johnny Gaudreau guy off your hands. You don't want him. I remember Jay Feaster vividly telling that story in front of the Flames backdrop in Jersey City for that year's draft. That's funny that Ken brought that up.
Yeah, and you, I'm sure, have heard the stories a million times, but Craig Conroy reiterated for us in the last hour that going into the draft when they selected Johnny, they had 2 players that they'd actually left off their rankings that they wanted to have some flexibility. I guess they thought of them as guys that other teams might be sleeping on, and Johnny Gaudreau was on that list and certainly deservedly so.
Let's say hello, and if we can't get to your calls, we really appreciate it. We are really jammed on the phone line, so we'll try to get to as many as we can. If we can't get to your text or we can't get to your phone call, apologies, and just know how heartened we are that so many people have wanted to take part in this conversation. Tiemann, what about you? What's your lasting memory of Johnny Gaudreau and the Gaudreau family?
I think just growing up watching Johnny play, because he was, you know, I was pretty young when Jerome played, so I didn't remember, like, 04, I was 3 years old, so I didn't get to experience that. But then, you know, with Johnny, it was like, wow, we have, like, a legitimate, like, franchise star in Calgary. Like, it was just kind of, you know, it was, like, complete disbelief that we have a guy of this talent who's, like, such a big part of the community. And it was just, like, you know, it was awesome to watch him for, you know, however many years we did. So
Yeah, absolutely, Teeman. And I appreciate the call. Be well, my friend. And yeah, I mean, you look back and it really was a privilege to watch this guy do his thing for nine seasons with the team, or parts of nine seasons with the team, right?
Yeah, and I'll, if I'm remembering correctly, and I think I am, you know, like pre Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau, this was a fan base that hadn't had a lot of reason to have faith in the Flames scouting staff for a stretch, right? There had been more misses than hits for this team in the NHL draft. And, you know, I think that's part of what that last call alludes to is, you know, this was maybe a fan base that was used to getting overexcited about prospects only to have them not pan out. And Johnny Gaudreau and obviously Sean Monahan and others we've talked about in more recent years helped to really change that narrative.
It's Pat and Wes along with you this hour on Flames Talk. And, you know, this is the first day of the 24-25 season for Flames Talk. We're with you until no breaks, no hiatuses now. There's been plenty of those over the summer, but we're here until the, whatever we're calling it this year, the international break, the Four Nations face-off break. We're here. Flames Talk's here Monday to Friday for a couple hours a day. Until then, we're off to Penticton, then it's training camp, then it's the preseason, then it's the regular season. Like, the hockey season's underway. At least Flames Talk hockey season's underway. But Tyson Barry, PTO, Calgary Flames, we'll hit on all that on Tuesday, but today's show this hour really dedicated to your reflections on Johnny Gaudreau and the Gaudreau family, Matty Gaudreau, so on and so forth after the tragedy of Thursday night. Only have time for one more phone call, then a few texts to wrap up this hour. Let's say hello to Ryan. Ryan, go ahead. You've got the last word with us on Flames Talk, and as we get your lasting memory of Johnny.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I'm from Lethbridge. I was a good friend. Well, I am a good friend of Chris Versteeg's, and actually was a fellow broadcaster as well. And Chris set me up in Calgary a couple times. I came up and was lucky enough to be around the 2016 to 2018 Calgary Flames teams. And obviously with that, got to know some of the guys, hang around the dressing room. And one of the coolest things that I'll remember for the rest of my life, and obviously in particular these last few days, but one of my best friends was on his final weeks with cancer in 2018, Brock Hershey, if you remember that name. Anyway, he was on his final weeks of cancer, and he was a diehard Flames fan growing up. And I asked Chris if Johnny and Monty and or whoever basically on the team at that point could show him around the Flames room, take him to a pregame skate, take him to the game. It was the Battle of Alberta at that point. And Johnny and Monty showed him around the dressing room on his last couple of weeks. And that one always will stick with me. And he was just such a nice guy. Whenever I'd come in the room before a practice or a game day skate or whatever, he'd be one of the first guys to always ask me how I was doing and bro clap me as if I was one of his best buddies. And then the funniest stories, I guess, was in I think it was the spring of 2017 or 2018. Besides the point, this story's been told on a couple podcasts before, but Chris had me go in the sauna and wait for the guys, and Johnny and Monty are in there, and they thought it was Brad Pascal, but in fact it was me going into the sauna. Chris threw me in there, and anyway, it's just kind of a funny story, but yeah, had me throw in the sauna. But there's just so many funny stories, and he was honestly just such a great guy. Like, I actually messaged him. I've been struggling to find something in broadcasting again, and I reached out to him on Wednesday, the day before he passed, and I just asked him hey, if there's anybody in the hockey world that you know that's looking for anyone, whether it be broadcasting or scouting or equipment, just like anything, stats, analytics. And he's like, absolutely, man. I'll be sure to get back to you in a couple days. And I know he would have. And whenever I was in a tough time, I still stayed in touch with him. And he would reach out to me and ask me how I was doing. So this one really hits close to home.
Good stuff, Ryan. I really appreciate that one, hey? You be well. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
And thank you for all your calls. Unfortunately, we only have a finite period of time and want to make sure we hit. I know there's four or five people on hold that we won't be able to get to, and thank you for your call. Unfortunately, we won't be able to get to just based on we do have a time constraint and a few more texts. I wanted to make sure we got to at 960-960. Rick in Lakeview says, first, I'd like to thank you and the Sportsnet family for paying such thorough and tasteful tribute to Johnny. I'm a diehard fan since 1980 and literally haven't missed a minute of a Flames game for close to 30 years. I have so many great memories. I was choked when Johnny made the 11th hour decision to leave. When my wife told me the news Friday morning, any vitriol was gone, completely gone. I love that guy in my memories forever. That's probably the best way that I can express my feelings on this one. Go Johnny, forever a Flame. This from Daryl in Red Deer. Hi, Pat and Wes. I never met Johnny, so I don't know why this seems to hit so hard. Maybe it's his young family. Maybe it's the closeness of all his parents and siblings. Or maybe it's because I'm married with three daughters, so it's just my time of the month. But I can't stop the tears whenever I think about this situation. Thank you for all the airtime you're giving to Johnny and his brother and focusing on the good stories, because I'm having a hard time getting over those two beautiful kids who won't get to share their upbringing with their father, but they will know what a great person and dad he was. Thanks, gentlemen. Keep up the outstanding work. That's from Daryl in Red Deer.
Yeah, and I appreciate all the thanks, but...
Yeah, not necessary.
No, not necessary at all.
Sean says, I remember early on in his career, possibly his rookie campaign, watching him live and him picking the puck up in his own zone and taking it end to end and absolutely making Matt Green look like a buffoon. No goal, but I remember that play specifically and thinking we have a star again. He almost single-handed brought this franchise out of the abyss and made them relevant again, making us a top-tier team in the West. That's my lasting memory of Johnny Gaudreau. That's from Sean. This is, when I heard about Johnny and Matthew, I didn't believe it. I haven't cried in a long time. When I heard this was real, I cried. This breaks my heart for his sweet family. I hope they're okay. After all, they're just people, not hockey players. Denny from Standoff. Johnny gave me excitement when he first came into the league. And to be honest, I was hurt when he left. But he will always have a special place in my Flames heart. This says, my first hockey game watched was Johnny scoring a game winner in overtime against Chicago, and I was a fan ever since. I cried when he left Calgary and don't know how to accept the fact I can't watch my favorite player of all time play ever again. I'm happy his legacy will be remembered. Rest in peace, Johnny and Matthew. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I just, that last text and several of them have hit on something that I think we're all wrapping our heads around. Like, there's going to be, for me, I know, so many points throughout this season where it's going to be so weird to not be seeing Johnny Gaudreau highlights. And obviously Calgary's two games against the Columbus Blue Jackets, but I'm not sure I've digested that part yet.
Yeah.
That we're not going to see those electrifying talents again.
Just a few more. This says, when he passed, I've been reminded how hard pain and sadness can be. We all love the good times, but I know personally I haven't appreciated when I'm happy and excited enough, and I've taken it for granted. This has been so, so sad. Just can't imagine. Thanks, guys. This has been great. This from Cabri. Thank you both for taking time to create a space for Johnny and Maddie to be honored. Johnny's impact spanned far beyond the ice. He inspired a new generation of fans that learned and grew from his values and love of the game. I hope the team will find a way to memorialize him in history, whether that be putting his jersey in the rafters and or creating a memorial in the new arena. I hope the Gaudreau family feels the love from the Sea of Red, and I will forever be thankful I got to witness the magic that was Johnny Hockey. And they will. They will do
so. Yeah, just like this is a little context and a very different situation, but, you know, the reason maybe that it took longer than some wanted it to for Mika Kiprusoff's jersey to be retired is they were waiting for Mika Kiprusoff to be ready for that honor, to, you know, be willing to come to Calgary. And I guarantee you they've brainstormed some ideas or, you know, maybe not formally, but have different ideas to honor Johnny Gaudreau in mind. They want to discuss that with his family. And as everyone can understand, it's not an appropriate time to do so yet. So be patient with the Flames. I promise you that there will be some sort of formal honor coming. It's just not an appropriate time yet.
Kian writes, where'd this one go? There it is. Kian and Glamorgan. Johnny brought a level of skill to Calgary Flames hockey that I'd never experienced in my life as a fan. Overnight, Flames games became exponentially more entertaining and exciting to watch thanks to his unique and dynamic brand of hockey. I feel incredibly lucky to have watched him grow as a player and all of the unforgettable moments he created on the ice. The sadness and devastation we all feel is a direct indicator of how fortunate we were to have a player and person like him in our city. Thanks for everything, Johnny. And our last one comes from John and Airdrie. Boys, I was at a wedding with your first caller, Cody, in August. That well-spoken young man echoes the sentiments of countless 960 listeners I've spoken to since Friday. Well done to all the 960 staff for helping us get through this tragedy. And again, I apologize that we can't get to all your phone calls, can't get to all your text messages. Tried to get to as many as we could on this edition of Flames Talk.
And I think we've mentioned it already, but the Flames announced in the past hour, if we haven't, that there's going to be a candlelight vigil tomorrow night at the Saddle Dome, 8 p.m. So if you're listening, certainly all the details kind of floating around flames.com or wherever you go for that. But if you are interested in paying your respects to Johnny and Matthew at a candlelight vigil, there will be one tomorrow at 8 p.m.
That is Wednesday night. The Columbus Blue Jackets are doing one on Wednesday as well. Candlelight vigil just outside the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, that memorial. They've just moved it a little bit off the steps onto the grassy knoll there. I really appreciate all of your, reflections, all of your memories, all your thoughts. It's been a heavy weekend, a heavy show, all of that. If you haven't heard our Craig Conroy conversation, it's available for you wherever you get your podcasts as well. Thank you for your phone calls, and thank you for your texts. Wes, Pat, wrapping up this hour of Flames Talk. Thanks to Cam. Thanks to Shan, our producers. And this hour has been the Sports Drive, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Save 40% on a Halo Smart Lock and start unlocking your house right from your phone. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com.